Tanya and Steve, number one in Newcastle with McDonald Jones, the Hunter's leading home builder.
Live from the greatest city in the world, this is Tanya and Steve.
We get up, we get dressed, waking up, Newcastle's best, live and free, Triple M's, Tanya and Steve.
Good morning, everyone.
What day is it?
It's Friday.
Yay!
And I do apologise to Nikki. She doesn't need that kind of sight first thing in the morning. She's got a tender stomach.
Is there any particular reason why you're wearing a miniskirt?
Well, no, I know. I was thrust dancing, so I apologise for that, Nick.
Yeah, in a miniskirt.
I love it.
Don't think I didn't see it. I'm like, I don't know what's going on over here today.
And it's the coldest day we've had in ages.
I know.
I reckon she's been eating Special K, mate. I reckon that's what's going on.
Yep.
No, I'm just tired. I didn't think about the day ahead. And
you.
I've come just like I'm going to the beach.
Yes, you are.
Yep, you definitely are. Although you're like winter on top, summer down the bottom. She's got a jumper on her shoulders
yeah.
and a miniskirt on.
I know.
Well, I don't want to paint the wrong picture. It's not mini.
No,
it's a
shorter skirt.
It's shorter, yeah.
I won't tell you what my husband said when he dropped me off.
What, did you look like a hooker?
Yeah, he did actually. Yeah, because of the day that's in it, I dress like this.
And that's why we make a good team. Because Tanya wasn't going to tell you, but I sure as hell will.
Yeah, thanks for that.
You're welcome, mate.
Oh, my God. And it's our anniversary today, so happy anniversary, darling.
You too, honey. Oh, you mean you and Michael? Sorry.
Sorry. Other couple.
Other was a work anniversary. Yeah. How many years?
22 today.
Look at you two go.
And would you believe it was on a Friday that we got married in Dublin 22 years ago, and guess what the weather was?
Well, it was double like this.
Absolutely.
There you go. There you go. Yeah. So it's very reminiscent of the day.
I know. And I was very inappropriately dressed 22 years ago as well on a cold Dublin November day.
There you are. Well, you did run straight from the plane to the office, didn't you?
Pretty much, yeah.
We should get married. How about we have dinner?
Now, what are you doing? Got planned for the wedding anniversary? You going out for dinner?
Yeah, we're going out for dinner with some friends.
Perfect.
Okay. Oh.
An anniversary dinner with friends.
That's what happens, right? 22 years is like, we better bring someone so we won't just talk about Lorcan all night.
Yeah.
Isn't that right?
True. So, yeah.
Talk about our kids when you go out as a couple. It's weird, isn't it?
No.
Yeah. Alrighty. Hey, does Kmart Waratah still 24 hour?
No, I don't think so.
Good. That saved you in 2:30 embarrassment this morning then.
Why?
Oh, no, well, I've been up all night. I couldn't sleep. I thought, I'll go to Kmart. And I couldn't remember whether it was still...
I don't think so.
I don't think they are.
I think they
That's
got rid of that.
I didn't go.
I think midnight
yeah.
trading.
So do I, Rose.
Yeah.
He ended up with Baxter sniffing me because I think he thought I was dead because I was actually asleep sitting up.
Oh, no.
That's all right, Baxter.
So 2:30,
eh? Looked like a corpse.
The poor thing.
Oh, it's all good.
It's a weekend.
We've only got a yap for another 3 hours.
And what's the motto? Sleep when you're dead.
Tanya.
Great motto.
Look at me.
Triple M's ready for the Ashes this summer. Download the Listener app to hear every ball live.
Top of the morning to you, Hamish.
Oh, good morning, guys.
Hello. Well, they've been getting it right. We're having all this torrential rain this morning, as predicted.
It's a little bit of a fist bump moment. Yeah. It's like, yes, finally, the rain that we've been talking about for days, it's finally here. But yeah no, it's lovely.
Wouldn't you love to hook up with a bunch of weather people today?
Party time.
Long lunch.
Yes, that's true. Indoors today. So yeah, no reprieve from the wet weather at the moment. Widespread falls expected. 40 mils in parts of the Hunter expected today. And that comes after that pretty intense rain. Fall yesterday. It was only about half an hour, but 25 mils falling in that time.
Wow.
Yeah. The SES, they got pretty busy. Newcastle in the city itself, 69 jobs over the last 24 hours. So, you know, they've been a bit busy. Speaking of which, their 132500 number, it is back on in a limited capacity. It actually went down yesterday, last night. They saying technical issues, pretty much because of the intensity of the people calling.
Yeah.
But yeah, they say that they've got a backlog of calls to get through, so they'll get through those first. But if you are in need of help, they will get to you. But if it's life threatening, of course, 000 always.
Yeah.
We got yesterday a decision on when we can take our masks off in shops, and that is confirmed. It is the 15th of December, after all, or when we hit 95% double dose target. whichever comes first. So what's going to happen? Masks will be required for public transport, for hospitality workers that aren't fully vaccinated, also in settings where you can't fully socially distance. QR check-ins also only needed at high-risk venues, and vaccine certificates will no longer be required effectively. They will in some settings, but not all. So, you know, if you go to the shops, you'll be able to not wear your mask if you want to.
Yeah.
But it's important to note that businesses do have the right to keep those restrictions in place, and we have to respect that. You've got to take your mask with you and be prepared to use your QR check-in code because, you know, some businesses won't be comfortable about easing back, rolling back all of a sudden.
Talking to a mate who works behind the bar last night about this opening, and he said he's going to wear a mask still. Mm. He's vaxxed, but he's going to wear a mask, and he knows that people will think he's unvaxxed because he's wearing a mask, so he's going to wear a mask that says I'm vaxxed. Because there's all that's about to happen, you know? Because they go, oh, well, hang on, if you're wearing a mask, aren't you vaxxed? And, you know, people overreact to all that stuff. So he just said, yeah, I'm going to get an I'm vaxxed one.
Yeah.
It's quick, let's get on it, T.
Yeah.
Just make them.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good and
the
market.
Other, the other issue is, and you hit on it when you said businesses still have the right. I walked into a little gorgeous shop in Islington yesterday, and I just you automatically check in and show them your vax. And she was like, oh, thanks for doing that. I've had a terrible day. And I went, why? She said, people, they're just so angry that you ask them. Mm. But she said, it's not me. I've got to. So people are still giving shop, you know, retailers a hard time.
Yep.
And there's no need for it.
And that's now when it's pretty much mandatory. When it becomes almost voluntary, people are going to be
worse.
Yeah, it's going to be worse. So do spare a thought, please, for shopkeepers and workers.
Did they simplify it, though? It's like a bus driver asking you for a ticket.
Yeah.
And you go crook at them.
100%.
That's true.
Really, isn't it? Except for it's a ticket you didn't have to pay for.
Yeah.
That's
just
true.
Go, there it is.
Yeah, please.
I guess maybe the other ones going crook haven't got it.
Oh, she didn't even say.
Wow.
She just said, I've just had a rotten day.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Oh,
bloody people.
No.
This will take a long time to get used to.
Good stuff.
You hear that song? That means Roisin needs to shut up.
Yeah.
Sorry, Hamish.
That's okay. It was a nice note to end on.
I can't tell you how many times he does it to us.
Yeah, that's true.
Just when we're about to drop the funniest line ever.
That's right. A bit like Hollywood where they get the play the music off. Okay, I'll be quick. So driving test fails.
Rude, right? Wish I could do that at home when my wife wakes up talking. Start playing the song.
And to fade up. So driving test fails. I think a lot of us have had some interesting stories. I certainly have. So a man in Germany discovered the hard way, it's best to get the driving test done before you try to use your license. The 37-year-old drove himself to his own driving test. And the problem was he parked right in front of the examiner. He told the police that who were called that he'd only driven himself because he wanted to make sure he got there on time. So bless his cotton socks.
Now, how did you go on your first driving test?
Well, it's a bit embarrassing. So I pretty much failed right off the bat. Got in the car, seatbelt on, turn the ignition on. Yep, yeah, very good. Drive out and immediately failed. There was a stop sign that I just didn't see at the start of the driving centre at
the
RTA.
Did they say straight away, you have failed, don't go any further?
No,
they made
me do the entire test, which I thought was a bit...
And then you get back and he goes, oh, you went in the first minute.
That's right, exactly.
Oh.
That's terrible.
Hey, everybody, I wonder what song we're going to play next.
Can I hit play on it?
You can now.
There we go.
Thanks, Hamish, one time when I was out in the trawlers.
Thanks, Amy. Right.
Thanks, guys.
There's Amy.
Funny story.
Chip on 9 Triple M with Tenure and Steve. The ultimate $10,000 worth of Christmas presents. We call it Tenure and Steve's 10K Christmas. Say that, everyone.
10K Christmas.
Today we're adding to the present file a 10-foot trampoline. Thanks to Big W. Every day's a big day this Christmas with your local Big W. So it's a Lifespan Kids 10-foot hyper jump trampoline. It looks pretty cool. It's one with the thing right around.
I love it how Rosie brought in a photo
for us.
He knows how tired we are. He said, I'll show them because they won't get it.
This is what a trampoline looks like, guys.
It's mammoth.
Yeah, it's a massive one. Added to the list of AirPods.
Kiddies today, hey? Yeah. We never had protection. We'd bounce and then fall on the concrete next to the trampoline, wouldn't we? Get up, they'd say.
Well, here's another chance for you to get yourself into the draw because we want to talk about divorce. It's my anniversary today.
Happy anniversary, T. 22 years and it's time we started having a look forward.
No, we've been talking about this off air, mainly because of what Nicole's putting poor Jake through with this new house.
Oh, good God.
And so we're curious to know, are there people out there that have had the quickest divorce in history.
1-333-53. Give us a call. Tell us your quick divorce story, and you go in the draw for our 10K Christmas. $10,000 worth of presents.
Thought you would have incorporated this with our Vegas rave yesterday. I woke up and went, what? Yeah, quickest divorce, eh?
Mm-hmm.
How long are you, what are you thinking, a week?
I don't know.
See, I would think a quick divorce would be 12 months. Would that be super quick? Or shorter than
you
that?
You guys are being kind, okay.
Well, yeah. Shorter maybe.
Righto.
Okay.
A year?
Yeah.
A year. Now, are we talking about divorce, as in the paperwork's done, or breakup?
I reckon breakup.
Yes, I do too. When have you split?
Yeah,
because the divorce might take a little bit longer. But when have you been married and then just gone, it's not going to work?
Not even take long. Sometimes people can't be bothered because if they're breaking up quickly after we're married, they go, I'm never getting married again. I don't care.
Yeah.
Because it's just paperwork, isn't
it? Exactly.
Well, 1-333-53. We'd love to talk to you right now about the quickest you've broken up after you got married.
Renee.
Yes.
How long were you married before you split?
It wasn't me. Oh. It was a girl I used to work with.
Yeah.
And they were married 3 months.
Now, did you see it coming, Renee?
Well, sort of. Yeah. Like, it cost, back then it was a $35,000 wedding, so it was 10 grand a month.
Ooh, wow.
Oh, 10 grand.
Why did they split? Do you know?
I don't really know. I think it was all about the wedding and they had to deal with after it.
Yeah.
Right.
Often the case.
But did you have a feeling, you and your friends and the group around them, go, this isn't going to last?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It all happened very quickly.
Yep.
Yep.
It's funny, isn't it?
Yeah, I remember Tanya being the same at my wedding. Yeah.
I did not.
She was right, though.
Wait, 22 years? Come on, I did it right.
You did, actually.
Very well.
Helen, what's the quickest divorce you've seen?
3 weeks.
Oh, my goodness. What happened?
With my sister-in-law, and the night before she got married, she said she didn't want to get married. And we all said, oh, it's just nerves.
Yeah, no, she was right.
she was right.
Wow.
So they were split before they even got their wedding photos back.
Oh,
my God.
Now, are you still in contact or friends with her?
Yeah, she's my sister-in-law.
Oh, hang on.
So it's your husband's sister?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, I thought it was a brother.
Yeah. Okay.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
And were they amicable about it, Helen, or was it a bit messy?
I think it was a little bit messy.
Yeah, fair enough.
Well, jeez, imagine what you'd have to split up after 3 weeks.
The You're shopping. In the draw, Helen, for our 10K Christmas. Thank you for calling us.
Well, you can have the celery. I'm having the Vegemite.
Phil, what's the quickest divorce you've seen?
Well, it was mine. It was my second marriage. And a week after the honeymoon, we were on the rocks. 3 months later, we split up.
Whoa. What got it on the rocks? The honeymoon itself, Phil?
No. It wasn't the honeymoon. Uh-huh. But it was a blended family and things just didn't work.
That's tough on you, Paul.
Was that a try before you buy, Phil? Or did you guys kind of meet and got married and then move together?
We're together for 2.5 years and then we got married, and then I moved in a couple of months before the marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And after the honeymoon, things just went real bad.
It's a shame. Yeah. Mm. After 2 years, that's a shame, isn't it?
It is. Yes, thanks for sharing, Phil. We'll put you in the draw for the 10K Christmas.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Good on you, Phil. Thank you.
Dude, that's worth it, isn't it, Phil? Hey?
I must say,
I might have lost a marriage, but I'm in the draw.
In the draw.
I moved out after 6 weeks of marriage, not with Michael. This is my first marriage.
Yeah.
Yeah, I moved.
But didn't you move back in?
I did.
Right.
Thought I'd have another crack.
Yeah. But, 6 weeks.
6 weeks. I rented a place in Cooks Hill for a while.
What was it, do you reckon?
What
was it?
Mm.
Just changed.
Yeah.
The whole thing changed.
You hear that, don't you?
I'm not kidding. It changed overnight. It was like I'd married two blokes. Because one of them just wasn't going home every night.
Okay.
And they were sitting up smoking cigars and, you know, drinking. And that didn't happen before we got married. It was weird.
It was like,
I don't know, it was like, I'm not going to say he married the wrong person because he's married happily now. But at that time, it was very strange. And I thought, and I was doing breakfast.
Yeah,
and I'm thinking, I can't cope with this, getting up at like 3:30, 4 o'clock, and you're still sitting up drinking.
Mm.
So it all went pear-shaped pretty quick.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, I went back, but it didn't. It was never going to work.
Yeah.
Six weeks.
Know, sometimes you know, don't you?
Yeah.
And well, you try. And then you go to court and they, sorry, I'm going to start laughing out loud again. Then they go, try counselling.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I love that.
I know.
I love that.
I know.
Have you ever met anyone that it worked?
Look, a couple, to be very honest.
Well, they're lying to you. I'm going to get them wrong, T.
You won't.
I will.
Well, look, for the second time in history, millionaire hot seat went off yesterday. $1 million went to 57-year-old Melbourne retail worker Anthony McManus. And I came in and I said to the guys, I was surprised at how easy some of them were.
Yeah.
So I'm going to test you.
And I said, I'm on 2 hours sleep. I can't even remember my street address.
You will. This is how it rolled yesterday.
Now, the new question. You're on your own for $1 million. Which of these classic literary works was published first? A. The Count of Monte Cristo. B. A Tale of Two Cities. C. War and Peace. D. Les Miserables.
Five. Lock in A.
Yeah. Didn't even hesitate.
Locked in. Anthony McManus. You've won $1 million.
Did you say it's the second time?
Second time in history.
And the show's been running about 80 years.
Exactly. And if I'd asked you, how many times do you think the million's gone off, what would you have said?
More than that.
Same.
Like once a year, you'd think.
Easily.
But that's their trickery.
Of course it is. Yep. Not like the $1,000 minute. Ours goes off all the time.
It's almost a million. That was probably the worst benchmark you've ever suggested.
No, but listen, I'm not even going to give you the fastest finger questions because they're ridiculously easy.
Yeah, right.
I hit one of them was which side of the road, you know, do they drive on the right? Italy, of course, out of this bunch. Anyway, so not even going to go there because it's easy. One of the main questions that got him to the million, which of these is the title of a 2019 biographical film starring Taron Egerton as Elton John? Is it Kale Me by Your Name, The Remains of the Day, My Cousin Vinny, or Rocket Man?
Rocket Man.
Yeah, there you go.
That's feeding it to them.
That's it.
Wow.
To do something that disturbs the current situation is figuratively to rock the what? Cradle, roll, casbah, or boat?
Boat.
See? Someone hiding a malicious intent by pretending to be good is said to be what in sheep's clothing? Cow, pig, wolf, or goat?
Yeah, well, wolf, yeah.
Yeah. And this is my time fave.
I hope you've got $1 million on you.
I know, I'm starting to get nervous. Released as a single in 1970, Rubber Ducky was sung by which Sesame Street character? Elmo, Big Bird, Mr. Snuffleupagus, or Ernie?
Ernie.
These are the million-dollar questions.
Wow, they wanted it to go off, didn't they?
What jersey number did the Chicago Bulls retire in honour of Michael Jordan?
Oh.
12, 21, 23 or 32?
23 because it's Warnies as well.
There you go.
Oh, wow. Now,
jeez, they are easy questions. Apart from the last one, I wouldn't have known the last one.
The literary one?
Yeah, I would have guessed.
Well, funny, you know, on that, I was either A or Les Mis.
Same.
I was dancing between Les Mis and Count of Monte Cristo, to be honest. So I probably... Honestly, would have gone Les Mis.
Mm. Oh, okay.
I reckon.
You would have been the guy that missed out on the million.
I would have been the guy. Because I don't know why Les Mis to me seems so much older.
Yeah.
Same. I would have said that too.
But anyway, how about the lead-up questions?
I know.
Wow.
I mean, there are others, but honestly, not too shabby. They were obviously trying to make it easy, I think.
I always find when I watch it, I nail it. And you always think to yourself, I've got to go on this show. But for some reason, when people are on that show, whom we know that are really good, it's the pressure, isn't it? It's the
very
studio,
so.
It's the whatever it is, changes everything to the comfy of your own home, going, it's A, you idiot.
Yeah.
Which is what we do.
Yeah.
$1 million, finally, I would have thought at least 10 times.
Remember Dancing Dave? Got a call up.
Yes, he did. He went down there. And did he get on the show or did he just did all the different pilots kind of thing for the show?
He went off his brain saying, this is nothing like the $1,000 minute.
Which we give away all the time.
We do.
Yeah.
Much better than winning $1 million.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Once every 20 years.
That's right. Hooray for 10 years, Steve, and our show. Tanya and Steve
have got the good, good, good news. If you've got something good going in your life, share it with us.
Yeah, it's we started this during COVID to give us all a lift, and it's so good that we've continued. Whatever that good news is, be about you, your family, your job, your child.
Anything at all,
absolutely.
Yeah.
You'll win Miller's Pies, because it's Pie Day Friday, Shortland, RG Warners Bay, Miller's Pies.
And go in the draw for the 10K Christmas. Nailed it.
Thing.
Yeah. No, nailed it this
nailed
time.
Nailed the name.
We've been
of
practicing.
It. 10K Christmas. Yes, you will. Go. There's stacks of presents in there from trampolines, from Big W. Harvey Norman have donated a lot of presents, AirPods, Apple Watches, GoPros. So it's going to be awesome. Someone's going to win the lot, $10,000 worth of presents.
Any good news around for us?
My life's never got any good news. It
does. Stop it.
I've got some good news.
Yeah.
Got a permission slip from my wife to go to the pub tonight with my friends.
Woohoo.
Stop talking like this on the air.
I'm going to the pub tonight.
Thank you, mate.
Thank you.
Thank you, mate. It sounds pathetic, mate.
It's signed and everything.
A permission slip. You go home, you go, I'm going to the pub.
I just have to do a list of jobs before I go and I'll be fine.
Again, shut up. Honestly.
Oh, my God.
Is Risey really that much under the thumb? That's all we ever hear. You're painting the beautiful Lucy like some sort of devil. She's only the devil 3 days a week. Hello, Diane.
What's your good
Hello,
news?
Hello, how you going?
Yeah, good. What is it?
My good news is that my niece is going to go on Farmer Wants to Be a Wife, have a wife next
really?
Year.
Oh.
Yeah, but she's going down to Sydney on Sunday.
Right. So have they recorded any of it yet or...?
Well, Farmer Ben is really interested, so she's actually skipped the first stage and goes straight to an interview on Sunday.
Isn't it great, Diane, that you didn't sign the confidentiality contract?
Your niece is probably going, Honey, Diane, shut up!
So true, but I'm so excited I had to ring.
Can't wait, Diane, till we ring you halfway through so you can tell us who wins.
Honestly.
Absolutely.
Now, you stay there, Nicole. We need to get Diane's number so we can get all the goss on Farmer Wants a Wife.
Absolutely.
Keep an eye out for the front door today. You will see Channel 9. A Channel 9 car will arrive. Is it 9?
Yeah, with some gaffer tape and rope. now, listen, you've got the pies and the 10K Christmas. You're in the draw.
And we love you.
Excellent.
Good on you, Diane.
Aunties can get away with that.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, I love it.
Hello, Ash.
Hi.
Good news, Ash?
Yes, I finally landed a job that I'd been searching for 15 years.
Oh! Wow.
That's a long time on the dole, mate.
It is.
What's the job, Ash?
Dump truck trainee.
Oh, perfect.
So driving the big trucks in the mines.
How good.
Not only is it exceptionally sounds fun, but the pay must be good.
Oh, it's not too bad to start off with, but then it improves.
Yeah.
Good on you, well Ash. Done. Congratulations.
Yeah. You know,
thank you.
In a non-PC world, it's every little boy's dream. I love that it's a little girl's dream too.
Mm. Yes. Yeah, I know. Absolutely love it.
Why is it though? Can somebody? Because I know four women that drive those trucks. Is there any particular reason why a female thing, or is it just because you want it?
Oh, I've always had an interest in driving bigger pieces of machinery.
Yep.
I had driven 18-wheelers, and I just wanted to go bigger, and that was the next big thing.
Yeah, good stuff. Thank you, Ash. Well done, I've got a bit of a fascination like that. Like cranes and things that. I'd love to have a crack.
Same, but it's
forklift
just
ticket.
Literally, I've looked into that. Four women I know.
Yeah.
You what?
I've looked into getting a forklift ticket.
Yeah, well, rightly so. Why not? So you're always busy in warehouses after the show.
Love to just do it.
Crown, I hear Crown are pretty good at picking up and putting it down, Crown forklifts. So
I think you'll find Toyota are pretty good at it.
And Toyota. Yeah. Toyota
every
are
every other
good.
Show sponsor we've done. Hello, Debbie.
Hello.
Good
Dee,
news.
How are you? Yeah, great news, Tanya.
What is it?
I take this back in April because a daughter and I had finally purchased the block and got approval to start building or pouring the concrete. Well, back in June, we hit a few snags due to the builder doing too many modifications. So I've had to go get an engineer report and modification plans. Anyway, look, short story, building council for 6 months. It finally came out this week. Approval, so we start gyprocking tomorrow.
You're away!
Yeah.
What a hassle to get there, Deb.
Oh, I tell you, Steve. Go on. I've hit some hurdles, but lucky, I'm a good jumper.
Good Were stuff. You hoping to be in by Christmas at the start of all this, Deb?
I'm still hoping, Tanya. So I'm just going to... I work flat out all week, but I've got, some great friends and a great support team around me. Aww. So we're hoping to get all the gyproc pinned this weekend. Waterproofing and setting next weekend and then the tiling and then, so I've got to go in with no paint and bare floors, well then so be it.
Good on you guys. That's
the plan.
What a wonderful end to a crappy 2 years. Yeah. Congratulations.
Yes. Now, I've got to keep my eyes on the finish line. That's what I'm doing.
But never mind your house. You can have some pies.
or the whole 60.
Fixes everything.
It does. You're in the draw for our 10K Christmas as well, Deb.
Oh, beautiful. Thanks, Rodney.
You're welcome. What about Kimmy? Hello, Kim.
Hi, how are you going?
Good. What's your good news?
I get to see my grandson who turned 21 in July, and tomorrow we're going to celebrate due to COVID. So we haven't been able to see him. We haven't been able to celebrate my birthday, my husband's, my son-in-law's. So we're going to have a big celebration tomorrow.
Where at?
And on the Central Coast.
Okay,
that
nice.
Sounds amazing.
21st.
I can totally relate. My boy turned 21 in June. We haven't seen him all year.
True. Yep.
So when yes. he's literally home 1 month yesterday. So I get
oh
to
my
see
gosh.
Him. I know. I can't wait.
So Danny's got all of his baby photos. She's going to show at his 21st. So it's just her, Michael, and Logan going to sit around looking at him.
Absolutely, with mum and dad. That'll
mum
be
and dad.
It. Oh, with a 21st balloon.
I get that.
Good on
I
you,
do.
Kim. You've got pies, and you're in the draw for our 10K Christmas as well.
Hello, Peter.
Hey, guys. How are you going?
Very well, Peter. What's your good news?
Well, I bought a Tesla. So now when I drive by petrol stations, I actually smile quite a bit.
I bet you do.
And I don't mean to gloat, but I do. It's like, it's just great.
Yeah.
So I'm really happy.
Good on you.
And how many banks did you rob to buy the Tesla, Peter?
Oh, look, just a few, Steve, but they haven't called me yet.
I'm right, not fair, call
cool,
me.
So, look know, for the someone, car goes really fast.
Look for someone in a Tesla with a balaclava, I'll say.
yeah, that's
they're not,
it.
They're not cheap, are
No,
they,
they're not, but Peter, well, I had a friend come up from Sydney a couple of weeks ago. I was telling Steve, he bought a Volvo EV, right, so full electric, and he said, pop the bonnet. Now, I wasn't thinking. I popped the bonnet. There's this beautiful carpeted, what should be an engine, but it was like an extra storage. Because there's no engine, of course.
So I'm presuming well, there is, but I'm guessing
it'd
it's in the middle
a tiny little
or something,
one somewhere
it?
Underneath. Yeah. But this is, he had all his jumpers and all sorts of things tucked in there. It's quite amazing. I'm still getting my head around it.
How far does the extension cord get you, Peter?
look, I got one of those ones from Bunnings that's on the reel.
Nice.
Seat, so
keep you going.
Like I just drive around, you know, 500 metres from my home. It's great.
Is there enough fill-up areas for your charge-ups? Or you have
yeah,
to still doing it at home?
Yeah, it's great in Newcastle, actually. No, well, it's great in Newcastle. There's like four or five different free ones around the place.
Oh, yeah.
One right opposite Scratchley, so you can go and park and get some food and charge for free. It's great.
Yeah, yeah, there's quite a few. Well, well done you. This is, you know, they're
future.
Not cheap, so good on you for doing what you wanted to do.
Thank you.
Yeah. Good on you, Pete.
You've got pies and Pete, for Pete, and also he's in the draw for our 10K Christmas.
Wonder if they sell man's cars where he got that from.
What do you mean? It is the future. The government just got to help us out and make it cheaper.
Shut up, Tanya.
Do
brum,
some
brum.
Subsidies.
Brum, brum.
How long do they take to charge?
I want some brum, brum.
Well, it depends. Mm. It depends. Some are longer than others.
Yep.
I know the Volvo, apparently, with like an hour and a half.
Oh,
which
wow.
is not too bad.
Mm.
Yeah. Yep.
It's a long cord.
It's a very long cord.
And this would be a great time to mention our show sponsor, McDonald Jones Homes, because with every new build, they put in a charging because they know they're future-proofing the homes they build.
That is true.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And guess who'll have the first one in our show?
What? Who?
You.
Oh, look, I'd love one. They're just,
I know.
They're too expensive at the moment.
Oh, come on. Oh, come on. Just sell your Bentley.
McDonaldJonesHomes.com.au and you want more details.
Well, at least one of them.